Now let's talk politics. It is a big weekend for National and for Judith Collins. She'll be fronting for the second time as leader to a full annual conference. This is since the 2020 election. There's also major pressure on current President Peter Goodfellow and whether he should stay on in that position. National is still rebuilding after the disastrous election loss. Members, though, are expected to turn up in droves for the conference in Auckland. It kicks off later on this morning. RNZ political editor Jane Patterson is with us to talk this over. Jane, kia ora, good morning. What are you expecting from this conference?
Kia ora, Susie. Well, we're expecting a lot of attention from members still on that 2020 election loss and some accountability from MPs. We're hearing that there's still a lot of unhappiness among the membership who are turning out in big numbers about the performance, about the caucus, you know, where's the party heading now? So there are going to be some big questions, and I think MPs are prepared for that. Judith Collins prepared to address some of those issues head on and explain what exactly is going on in the caucus. And look, as for MPs, that is still fresh for them too, the 2020 election campaign. But really, they've got their head down, they're getting on with it. There's been a lot of policy work. The polls aren't pretty. There's, you know, they're not happy that they're still sub 30. But I do think there was a little bit of comfort from the recent Reid Research poll. Even though they're still at 29, there was a bit of comfort from Labor taking such a drop. And of course, National wasn't the only beneficiary of that, and that was only slightly. There were other parties as well. But I think the fact that they're stabilising, that they're creeping up very slightly from that election result is somewhat heartening, although, as I said, still a great deal of angst and, you know, internal conflict within that caucus as well.
Yeah, still bruised, I guess. What sort of shape is the political party and the MPs, if you like, the caucus? And what sort of atmosphere are you anticipating here?
As I said, they are still bruised. They're still looking over the aisle and seeing Labor as a very strong party, but they're starting to see chinks in that armour as well. They're starting to see Labor come under pressure and lose some of that gloss. So again, that's putting a bit of a spring in their step. In terms of the leadership, there's not a lot of love there for Judith Collins in the caucus, but I suppose there's a grudging recognition that she's doing the mahi, that she is at least, as I said, maintaining or bringing up that vote. She's in no immediate danger of being rolled at the moment. We're still at least 2 years away, but really the caucus is biding their time. They're keeping a very, very close eye on all of those different elements, including the polls. One MP did say to me that if things dip below 25%, she could be in the danger zone, however.
Now, if we can talk about Peter Goodfellow, the current president, he's been in that role since 2009, I think. Mm-hmm. Is he likely to be replaced?
There's a strong challenge on this year, and in fact there was a lot of blame levelled at him at the annual conference late last year. He was challenged but managed to keep his position. Every year there are new board places up for election, and that could shift the balance in terms of the potential support for him. Not just concern about the election loss, but also about candidate selection. We do not need to retraverse the scandals that have blown up, but one of them was a candidate, Jake Bezanton, and Peter Goodfellow really is being held accountable for the process that enabled him to be elected. So there's a lot going on there. The party has some new rules to vote in, and including how to vote some of the board members in. So it's going to be a fast-paced day on Saturday. They have to vote on the rules, then the board will be elected, and then the president. So David Carter, former MP, former Cabinet Minister and Speaker of the House, he's a potential challenger. He will be waiting to see how things pan out. But I would be very surprised if Peter Goodfellow was not challenged, and it's going to be a hard job, I think, for him to hold on to it this time.
What about policy or announcements? What are you anticipating coming out of the conference?
Well, the leader will make her speech. It looks like she'll be obviously looking towards the future, probably with an economic focus. And look, COVID is still dominant. I must say that the caucus hasn't really been firing on all fronts at all. Finance in particular, the economy is so fundamental, and again there are pressure points that the government's facing, but Andrew Bailey, Shadow Treasurer, really allowing Grant Robertson a free run. So there are some portfolios really that need a bit of a boot there in terms of holding the government to account. So probably a real focus on actually where the chinks are, where National needs to concentrate on.
Thank you very much. Jane Patterson, RNZ political editor. We will, of course, be bringing you all of what goes on at the National Conference over the weekend here on RNZ National. Also, of course, on Monday here on Morning Report.